Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's talk to McKenna here, who needs our help because she's wondering if she should confront a colleague who keeps complaining about her clients online. Hey, McKenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What can we help you with this morning?
Okay, so I have this friend. We can just call her Karen. I think that's fitting. I wouldn't call her a close friend. She's someone who was in my cohort when I was getting my master's. We're both social workers. And I just always thought she was a little abrasive. But I need your advice because I think her online presence is absolutely awful and completely inappropriate for someone working in our field.
Okay. Explain.
Yeah. Okay, so she's fine on Instagram, everywhere but Twitter. I followed her on Twitter for a couple years, and over time I've noticed that she'll post actually insulting things about our clients on her account. It's not all the time. Her account is private, so I wouldn't think that her clients would be able to see what she's saying anyway, but I still feel like it's unacceptable. She's working with very vulnerable people. So I remember her writing stuff, complaining about clients having bad, body odor. She's talked about people bringing their quote unquote annoying kids. She's written that she thinks she's in the wrong line of work because she can't help crazy people. And she's called them that. But it was this last tweet she posted literally yesterday morning that sent me over the edge. She posted, "Teaching a single mom how to be responsible with money feels like teaching a dog how to drive." Like, that to me is crazy, right? She's supposed to be supporting vulnerable people. So I just need your advice. I wanted to text her this morning and gently confront her because I just think it's about time that someone tells her, hey, what you're doing isn't cool.
I can imagine, especially your line of work can be quite stressful. So you need a place to vent. However, a public social media forum in this instance is not the place to vent. These are conversations you have behind the scenes with a friend just to get some stuff off of your chest. This is not stuff you tweet out for the world to see. So I think,
How does she gently suggest this in like a text?
I think somewhat like what you just said.
Yeah. That,
maybe this is just not the place.
Yeah.
For you to vent these emotions and feelings.
Can she text the coworker and saying, "Hey, I'm concerned about you with the boss," if they see that, something like that?
I mean, if you want to kind of skirt the issue, I don't think you're afraid she's going to lose her job. You just think she's being completely crass and abhorrent with her tweets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
McKenna, I'm just wondering how this affects you. Like, is her behavior in some way going to affect your bottom line or your business? Because at the end of the day, like, she's digging her own grave if she's going to go out on Twitter and start talking about people that are paying her money to teach them whatever, or any clientele that she could possibly get just by this social media presence that she's putting out.
That's true. Will it directly affect me? No, but I feel like it does affect and is probably going to affect in the future the vulnerable people I'm working with. And as a fellow social worker, I can't imagine why she would want to treat her clients this way. So I guess because we've known each other for a while and I've seen her work, she's seen me work, I feel like I have a responsibility to try to fix this. Not even on behalf of her, really, more on behalf of the people she's helping.
That, and also you're defending your line of work. So for instance, right, like exactly. If somebody on the show, because we all represent the Burt Show. So if one of us posted something on social media that I would consider problematic, I would go to you guys and be like, hey, is that like, maybe there's a better way to say this? How did you mean or whatever? And I think maybe that's what McKenna's trying to get at here.
Yeah, I think you should probably like a gentle text to her and do it sort of on the side and communicate it to her that way. And if you could phrase it in a way that you're trying to protect her, that might help also. I think
it would, okay. Because you actually are trying to help. Yeah. So I think that's how you approach it.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Are you guys into this TikTok algorithm where people are dropping heavy things on their feet?
No.
You haven't seen this yet?
No.
Okay, maybe it's just me.
It is.
Thank you for sharing your algorithms this morning. That will change my algorithm. But yeah, people just for clicks now are just dropping things on their bare feet. Scales, weights.
Why?
Weights.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's how you break a toe.
Breaking toes for clicks.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, McKenna is back here. She called us just a couple of minutes ago. She's a little bit nervous about how to confront a coworker. Kristen, you want to give us kind of a recap on that?
Yeah, so McKenna is a social worker, and she has a colleague that she's worked with, and I think she even said they went through the grad program together. But she's been leaving unsavory comments about some of the clients and families they work with on Twitter. And so she's basically using Twitter as her sounding board for everything negative she feels about the people she works with.
Doesn't that break some kind of HIPAA law or something like that?
I don't know if it's a HIPAA law, but it's not nice.
It's not moral.
It's not appropriate.
In fact, HIPAA only protects your name, not your story.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like that.
And it's only medical professionals. So if I'm in a hospital and I overhear, HIPAA laws don't apply to me.
Right, right.
Yeah. So she's been just, tweeting nasty things. And McKenna's like, as a fellow social worker, this is not looking good for our industry. And also, I don't like the way she's talking about these families. So she wants to nudge her with the text to be like, hey, keep a trap shut.
Yeah, as a fellow social worker, I'd like to suggest you see a therapist. Hey, McKenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning again. Okay, so what do we got going on?
I am pretty upset right now. Honestly, I don't think that conversation could have gone much worse.
Oh, no.
She is a terrible person. Yeah. So I sent her what I think is a very professional text. I'll read it. I said, good morning. I wanted to bring something to your attention that has been bothering me. Yesterday, I read a tweet that you had posted, I assume about one of your clients, and it made me very uncomfortable. I know this isn't truly part of your character, and I feel like I need to tell you that this is inappropriate before it gets to the wrong person. And then I sent a screenshot of the single mother tweet.
Coming in hot with the receipts.
Yeah, man. Okay.
I figured, the receipts would be with it. She has her read receipts on. So I saw that she read it almost immediately. She didn't respond for a few minutes. And then she comes back with this. This is what she said. I find it really interesting that you would decide to threaten my job because of a harmless tweet when this is who you are on social media. And then she sent me screenshots from my personal Instagram that's private, so clients cannot see me, where I'm literally just wearing a bikini. There was one on vacation with my friends in a bikini. Another was a Valentine's Day photo where I'm kissing my boyfriend on the cheek.
On the cheek? On the cheek?
So, you hussy.
Yeah. I said, I don't understand what you're trying to imply here. And then she said, if you threaten me again, I will comb through every post you have ever made on your socials and send every single embarrassing, cringy, problematic post right to your place of employment. Fry me.
Oh, she seems
fry me.
She's waiting for this.
She seems neat.
Yeah. So, McKenna, this is the kind of person that when they get called out, they can't take accountability. So instead of they deflect and they attack.
Right.
And so that's what she's doing right now. She's attacking you so she doesn't feel bad about what she did. And this is just like, this is just in the playbook of people who can't handle accountability.
I kind of feel like you've done your job and I would back out at this point. I mean, you are playing with fire and somebody's not quite there. So I think you've done your job. Right. You've spoken your piece. You know what? Clearly, this is not a woman. Look, we do this every week with Texting Tutor, and we know in the first 3 minutes when we're not going to get through to somebody, you're in that situation right now. Leave it alone.
Or,
oh no,
dun, dun, dun.
Yes, Cassie, yes, how are we going to make it worse?
I feel like a storm cloud just came across the studio.
This other woman, that's blackmail. Like, that's literally the definition of blackmail. And now she's threatened you. I would go straight to HR because there's nothing wrong with your bikini pic on a private account, but she's talking crap about clients publicly. It's a bad look.
But here's the only thing. It's like when now you have to be mindful when you're driving and you have somebody who's like being road ragey or whatever, and instead of engaging, you have to disengage because you don't know what kind of crazy's behind the wheel. We don't know what kind of crazy's behind the wheel here, and if you do poke that bear, you could have a troll for life.
Here is Jacqueline. Good morning, Jacqueline. You are part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. So my name is Jacqueline. I am a master social work professional as well. We are bound by a code of ethics. And in our code of ethics, she is required to confront the coworker first. If that doesn't go so well, she then has to take this information to the employer.
Has to.
She has to.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it's mandatory.
That's what Cassie said.
Yeah,
you don't really
that's what
have
Cassie
a choice.
Said, yep. Okay.
Oh, look at you, Cassie, with your ethics over there.
Oh, I'm around and find out.
You know what? I do feel like that is the theme of 2025, is the FAFO.
FAFO.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.